It is the post-match show after Liverpool have beaten. I've forgotten all of a sudden. It's ludicrous. Eintracht Frankfurt by 5-1. I've got John Gibbons, I've got Steve Graves, I've got Kieran Molyneux. We're in ye crack, we're drinking Beamish, we're having the time of our lives. We'll put the Beamish to one side for a second, John, although I think it is the overall winner of the evening. There is, for me, the winner of the evening is winning. And what I mean by that is not just the fact that the Reds have got to win, but that they got to play football whilst they were winning a match. And the extent to which the game became easier, it's hard to put it into words. So they do go 1-0 down, we'll come back onto that. But just watching them be able to play whilst they're on top, whilst the scoreboard is in their favour, it just made the game look so much easier for them.
It did, and I just hope they feel great off the back of it. You know, we've just been, like you say, we're in the crack. They showed Virgil afterwards interviewing him, and I couldn't hear what he was saying, but I didn't care because he had a big beaming smile on his face, and that's all you want. That's fantastic. And you know, it's a funny night in many ways, and you think, well, what could have been? You know, Canati scores a bullet header, he's had a few chances from corners. You know, the second and third are both from corners, and you think, well, if they'd have gone in other games that we've just lost, you know, what might have been? But the point is, they went in tonight, and the point is, if you take your chances like they did and like Akitike does for the first, then you put yourself in control of games, and when you're in control of games, then you can relax and you can play, and you can also save a little bit of energy as well, and it's not as frantic, and you're not going into stoppage time having to throw on attacking players and throw everything in. So Frimpong injury aside, and I'm not sure why Isak went off at half time either, but you know, Aside from those two little things, it's about perfect, and I just hope they feel as good as we do tonight, because it feels good to win.
It feels like taking off tight shoes, Steve. It really does. It's just that sort of ease of the whole thing. They've got the game won. They had the game won for some time. They arguably had won at half time. I thought they were brilliant from 3-1 till 4-1 coming out second half. I thought they just controlled every bit of space, and they more than get what they deserve.
Yeah, I mean, they never looked like a team that thought, "Oh, we're 3-1 up, and this could be problematic." And I think, you know, we've had this. we've started to feel a little bit fatalistic, and they didn't feel like that today. And that was great. I thought it was just great that they felt like they played a little bit with some freedom. They reacted to a shock well. You know, they were all over the place for the first goal. They were absolutely all over the place, and he went, "Oh, here we go again." But they didn't say that, and that was really admirable, and just something to.
They were all over the place for the first goal, Steve, but they'd actually